Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, everybody, wherever you are, and welcome back. It's been a couple weeks since we've had a call. It's great to be back with you guys, and so here for you to answer any questions, talk through any issues, give you feedback you might need, whatever would be helpful for you, regardless of where you are in the process. So I just checked the form. I don't see any pre-submitted questions. So it's an open line right now, star 2. If you have a question, you want to join in, star 2 on your telephone keypad, or, of course, if you're on the call page inside the program, you could just type in your question, and I'll answer it here. While I'm waiting, I don't see any raised hands yet. So been working on some great lead magnets. Several of you guys have submitted your information. Just really excited about the stuff I'm seeing come in. We've actually completed some lead magnets already, and we're moving through with a couple of folks, and we got a few right behind them. So just really cool to see the different variety in these pieces and what you guys are doing with it. Excited to move forward. All right. I thought somebody had raised their hand. All right, so quiet bunch today. By the way, one thing that since we're talking about that, wanted to check in with you guys. I don't have any calls scheduled beyond December. However, I do want to make myself available for you guys, and I was going to propose, just like we are in December, going into an every other week rotation with these calls. And just like before, we may have to do different days, but I want to know if that would be helpful for you guys. I think as you move through the process, you're going to have more questions. You're going to want to discuss what you're working on, feedback on the process, whatever. So I'm happy to continue these calls at least through the end of January and even beyond that if it's helpful. But I don't want to do it if you guys don't think it would be helpful. So let me know. We're going to send out an email to everyone just to get their feedback. But if you have any thoughts on that, I'm very open. All right. Let's see. I think this is Jim. Jim, is that you?
It is. Hi, how are you today, Ed?
Hey, good. Good to talk to you. How's it going?
Well, fine. Just moving along day by day. It's been a bit of a rough patch, as I had mentioned to you some time back, but we're starting to see life again. So the marketplace is opening up. Yeah, it's encouraging, I have to say that. I'm excited also for the lead magnet. I'm just trying to get a sense of if you could remind us again what the process is. You've got my information. We're into the designer doing his thing on the lead magnet. So it sounds like things should be imminent. I haven't heard anything over the past week or more, maybe, from you folks. So if you could give me an indication of where things sit in general, if not mine specifically, and what we can expect going forward once that lead magnet is completed, then what happens with the convert kit training and all that business?
Yeah, so I know that it's with our designer, and I apologize for the delay just because I think we got we went back and forth a few times, right, on some final minor edits.
Yeah.
When you gave us the go-ahead, I think it was right there. We had Thanksgiving here last week. So I didn't jump on it until Monday. So a couple of days ago, I think it's when we sent it to our designer. So we should see it. You should see it any day now. the design lead magnet. And then we kind of go back to the same thing, right? It's if you got any changes, any edits. So we go back and forth if needed on that. And then once you approve it, then we start working on your ConvertKit account. That's when we open it. We decided to not open it until we have that out of the way. Mainly, well, two reasons. One is we don't want to start throwing ConvertKit stuff your way when you're still thinking about the lead magnet. And number two, we're giving you guys, we worked out a deal with them where they'll give you the first 30 days for free. So we want to take advantage of that and not set that up until we have to, right? Just so we can, you know, you don't start getting charged. So, yeah, that's the next step. And, you know, we'll just start working that in. And then I start writing the copy for your landing page, for your lead magnet delivery email, for your first engagement follow-up email with prospects who download your lead magnet. So we get moving on that pretty quickly once we get approval on your designed lead magnet.
Okay, and as far as the ConvertKit education process, what do you expect that's going to take for a person who's paying attention, trying to get this thing squared away sooner rather than later?
Yeah, so here's the thing. We don't want to give you that until we have set you up because, I mean, it's counterintuitive, but if you think about, if you don't have it in front of you, so if the account and all your assets are not in there, you're not going to retain 80% of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, it's like teaching someone how to drive if they don't, you know, if they're not in the car. So once it's all set up, then that's when we train you on ConvertKit because you're able to go in there and actually touch things and click through and look at everything. So, yeah, and then that process is going to move pretty fast, but, you know, we just decided against, you know, giving you that up front because you're going to forget 80% of it and then it's, you're going to have to go back and it's not very efficient, you know?
Well, no, that makes sense to me. I fully appreciate what you're doing and it's not like I have a lot of extra time to be doing it on that if in fact I have nothing substantial to work on. So all good. That gives me a much better handle on what's going forward here. That's what I was looking for.
Perfect. Yeah. And there's a, you know, we're working this and we're designing it as we go. So, of course, we're open to any feedback, but we thought long and hard about that, and we just wanted to make it as practical as possible. And, you know, we just thought, let's just take it one step at a time because this is the kind of thing that can easily overwhelm people. Same thing with like the driving traffic to your opt-in page. You know, there's no point in really going into that right now when we're not even there yet. You know,
sure.
So I'm calling it just-in-time training, just giving you what you need when you need it, when you'll get the most use out of it.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
You bet, Jim. Yeah, so you should see something shortly here from our designer.
Okay, sir.
All right. Good stuff. All right. Melissa says, yes, please keep these calls coming. I'll be jamming on my lead magnet in December. The more calls, the better for me in December and January. Okay, awesome. That's what I suspected, that it's, you know, as folks kind of get through the lead magnet phase and that's all in the can, then I think everyone's going to need some opportunities to, and I should probably also at that point bring Crystal into these calls. Because it might be questions on ConvertKit that I won't be able to answer. But she's the pro at that. So we'll go ahead and continue that. Again, I'll send out an email, but let me know feedback there. I'm thinking, you know, January, February, every other week, something like that. And if we need to increase the frequency, if I'm starting to see that there's a need for that, then I'm happy to do that. I just don't want to overdo it if it's not going to necessarily be helpful. All right. Any other questions? Star two. If you want to hop on. Cool. Well, I don't see anything else. You know, I know that we're working on quite a few of these, and I suspect that until we get to ConvertKit, like with Jim and many of you guys, you're kind of on hold right now, so I can understand why you may not have much to ask about right now. But be on the lookout for an email. I'll ask for feedback on the frequency of the calls starting in January. And, of course, if you think of anything and you don't want to forget, you can always post your question in the current week's Q&A thread, and I'll address it in the next call. So that's just another option for you. So our next call, we're now entering that every other week frequency. Let's see. It's going to be the week of the 11th, and I have December 14th. Let me make sure that's correct. Yes, that's 15 days from today. Yeah, December 14th. So, great guys. Well, we'll talk again real soon. Again, be on the lookout for those of you who have submitted lead magnets or waiting on design. Our design is moving pretty quickly, so you should be seeing some stuff real soon. And we'll talk again shortly. Take care, everyone.